Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Don't you feel sort of like order has been restored? This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. In the 25th meeting between Carolina and NC State at the PNC Arena, the Tar Heels won for the 19th time. But since the arch rivalry has gotten much more volatile over the last few years in all sports, there was very little ho-hum about UNC's decisive 67-54 win that was one for the record books. After a first half when both teams shot like they were wearing blindfolds, Carolina pulled away with a 15-2 run for its third straight ACC road conquest that, thanks to the Heels' win at Clemson and Florida State's upset of Wake Forest, leaves one team standing all alone in first place at 4-0. The one wearing baby blue while holding its last three opponents under 60 points for the first time in 25 years. It was Hubert Davis's fourth win in five games against State as head coach, two of them in Raleigh. Bill Guthridge had won the year PNC opened in 2000, Matt Daugherty had won, and the other 15 belonged to Roy Williams, so this game turned out to be a lot like old times with a lot of new faces. Harrison Ingram picked the perfect night to haul down a career-high 19 rebounds, the most ever for a Tar Heel against the Wolfpack. Amanda Bacard had 18 twice, and Billy, the 6'5 kangaroo kid Cunningham, 18 once in 1965. Ingram was a beast on the boards, grabbing 10 misses in the first half, while Bacard sat out with two fouls, the second a debatable flagrant call when he pushed away State Big, who was fouling him on the way down the court. And Ingram had his own contact with the Wolfpacker wearing red, the esteemed alum and former-turned-politician Wendell Murphy, sitting behind the TV crew when Ingram leaped over the table trying to save the ball. He didn't save it, but the Stanford transfer smartly saved his team that was struggling getting the ball in the basket only 38% of the time. But a faster-paced second half took most of the drama out of this one, as the Pack never recovered its shooting eye and could not mount a comeback like it did last year in the same building. State shot 27% for the game and 2 of 21 from the arc, which is 9.5%. Clemson shot 7.1 from outside last Saturday. Davis says his players weren't playing good defense, they were playing elite defense. The 7th-ranked Tar Heels are sure to pole jump if they can beat Syracuse on Saturday's long-awaited return to the Smith Center. Number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 5 all lost this week, so Carolina could be in the top 5 with its 5th quad win of the season. Keep driving hard, but the NCAA bubble is in the rearview mirror. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.